Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for helping me celebrate the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, which we do every day here. I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad Tom Manzo is here. Tom has become a new friend. He's not going to be a new friend for long, though, because we're going to get him back. He's the founder and president of the California Business and Industrial Alliance, CABIA.org. Tom, tell us about it.
So our organization, it's a nonprofit organization. We put it together, you know, because we wanted to try to change some of California's labor laws. And we started with the Private Attorney General Act, and I did not realize that we were taking on the a gigantic law. This is a gigantic law, you know, backed by trial attorneys and labor unions.
Yeah.
And it's a multi-billion-dollar cottage industry.
PAGA, folks, Private Attorneys General Act, which is just ridiculous. It's not even fascism, folks. Hunger Games. It's like a Hunger Games situation out there, isn't it? With these things. Your organization is suing them, and I want you to tell us about this, what you're trying to do, and any successes you've had.
Well, so you know the lawsuit right now is we're claiming a lot of different things, but one of them is equal protection claims. Because they happened to pass a PAGA exemption bill last year if you were unionized in the construction industry. So if you're an employer,
that's rather esoteric.
So that's part of the claim, and other stuff we're going to bring back up on appeals. But you know, just really briefly, one thing that we brought up as an example to show you how outrageous this law is if you had an employee. And they were working, and they were closing your store, and they were leaving every day, and they shut the lights out, set the alarm, walk to their car. That's de minimis time, and they should have been compensated this extra minute or 2 minutes a day.
So you're saying if they clock out, and it takes them 5 minutes to get out the door and to their car, you owe them for 5 minutes?
Yeah. Yeah. So. Wow. So we named it an example of an employer unknowingly.
Would that be an infraction that they would take somebody to court over?
Absolutely.
Wow.
There's tons of cases over it, and that's why we named it. So if you unwillingly didn't pay your employee, and let's say an unpaid wages for 1 year, you owed them $28. Total exposure for that one employee, based on all the penalties, is $69,500.
Wow. For that one event, one employee.
For that one event, one employee. So you're talking 2,430 times actual damages.
Wow.
And then you take this and you say, well, this employer's got 30 employees. Before you know it, you're looking down the barrel of a gun, and they're saying, I want $3 million.
And what is your lawsuit? What is your lawsuit going to do? Are you trying to get rid of this thing, or just kind of back it off and make it more manageable?
Our goal is to get rid of it. You know, if it ends up helping us negotiate with legislation to make it more manageable, then obviously we will.
That might be. You're going to have to take baby steps on this, something like this, aren't you?
Yeah, it's huge.
Are you able to talk to people and say, folks, this is why people are leaving the state. Why don't we get rid of something? This is not helping the community. It's not really protecting employees. It's basically just hurting us. Why wouldn't reasonable people see that? Are there no reasonable people in Sacramento?
When you go up there and you start talking to everybody, we're the fifth largest economy. That's not true. You know, that's... Yeah, there's people leaving, but there's more people coming in.
Wow. This is incredible. So folks, when you hear people talk about why people are leaving California, businesses are leaving California, I've been reporting on it for 20 years, and And people say, well, it's because of the policies. You just put a face and a dollar sign on those policies. It's not just some fictitious or imaginary or undescript policy. You just told us PACA is real, it's abusive, and it's prohibitively expensive.
Besides it having the potential of putting you out of business, they passed another law in 2016 where it's like taxes. They're going to come after you personally. They can come after you personally for this lawsuit.
Unbelievable. Hey, Tom, keep up the good work out there. I'm proud of what you're doing. Will you keep us posted on how things are going?
Most definitely. Thanks for having me on.
And that's CABIA.org, folks. Check it out. Tom Manzo. We'll get him back another day. Good job today, Tom. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to go for this hour. I'm reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.